Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Soap Cinema Club Extra Terrestrial. I'm Colson Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
Soap Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films.
Keep going, no one knows.
Yeah, no one noticed. However, Soap Cinema Club Extra Terrestrial is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we get together. For fuck's sake, people will notice that one, won't they?
Just keep going.
Keep plowing going. Through. It's the extra ep, so they like this. This is the bits where we go wrong.
Yeah.
However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, well, it's a little bit different because it is our podcast where we tell you guys what to watch this week on terrestrial TV. We had a discussion a few months ago where we said it is far too easy to watch films nowadays. There are just way too many options. So we are here now to tell you what you can watch on your TV at home this week. It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Perfect, perfect.
Last week's film was The Mask. The one that Jack used to wake up and watch before school.
I know, I did.
A lot of people commented on that.
That did make me chuckle, actually, that your link to the film was you tried to learn that song. They call me Kumimpi.
I know.
Yeah.
And this week, I do search, and this kept flicking past, and I'm like, oh, I don't know whether I can pick it. And I just thought, do you know what? Extraterrestrial TV, it's on our normal telly. It's Saturday, 4th of September. 6:40 to 9 p.m.
Oh, easy.
It's an easy watch. It's a Saturday night banger. All get onto the sofa. Some people won't get a sofa, maybe a beanbag or maybe the crap chair that you get out the other room. All sit there. Film 4, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, Dr. Jones.
Absolute banger. It's too good to miss. It's a definite one where you'd sit down, all of you, and go, mint night.
Spielberg didn't want him originally, Harrison Ford.
Oh, really?
It was George Lucas that had sort of said, what about Ford? He's been Han Solo. He's good. Why don't you use him? And he went, I don't want it to be another, like, gimmicky. I'm just using Harrison Ford and he's Han Solo. And I don't want that. I might go off. So they auditioned Tom Selleck and they sort of like wanted someone who wasn't as... you know, A-lister. And then Spielberg just kept coming back to him and went, I can't get anyone better than him. It's going to have to be Ford. So ended up getting Harrison.
And look now. Aren't they shooting the next one now?
They are. They're doing another one, 5.
Was this the first ever one?
Yeah.
And is this the one where he has to pick something up and then put it on?
Yes, that's it. That's the opening scene, the gold statue.
I like this one then.
Very good.
Yeah, it's a good film. Good choice, Ben.
Growing up, I always thought the best one was Temple of Doom.
Yes.
Growing up, I always thought that because I loved them little carriages in that little mine.
I tell you what, have you been on the Temple of Doom ride?
Where's that? Universal?
No, it's in Disneyland and you get in the Jeep.
No.
Oh, it's fucking great. It is fucking great. And I hate rides. I hate them. But this one, you get in the Jeep, someone's steering. I think my son was steering, so obviously he thought that was me. The ball chases you.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. So you do the whole movie in this little Jeep carriage. Very, very good. We'll have a trip out there. It's brilliant.
You know the scene when there's the guy with the knife and he's throwing the swords around?
Yeah.
And he's throwing them all up in there. That was meant to be a choreographed staged fight, right?
Yeah.
On the day of filming it, Harrison Ford had the shits and was feeling really unwell. And as he did his little sword thing, he just went, oh, fuck this, and just pulled out his gun and shot him. And that's what they went, mint, we're not getting anything better than that. Forget the fight. Harrison can't be arsed. He's ill. That's funny. We'll just go with that. And it's just become iconic, hasn't it, that he just pulls his gun.
It is iconic. It is. Yeah, it's the bit everyone remembers.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how funny. I've got the shits, not today. I'll just
not today.
Not today. Can't be arsed.
The other thing we do in this episode is we take our own little trip around the world where we kind of engage with some of the Sofa Cinema Club fans and we find out where in the world you are listening to us.
We find out where in the world the people who live in our block live.
Yeah, literally.
Because I keep looking at everyone going, God, I wonder where you live. I wonder if could you just tell you someone? I got very excited because I thought there was a potential. I did say to Colson, there was a little potential today for Antarctica, but it didn't come up.
Oh.
I know. That would have been, I mean, that was game over. If we got that, it's game over. It's drop the mic. Let's walk off.
I think we'd have to do an episode on Happy Feet to get us listeners up.
Good film.
Yeah.
I'm going, now, do you remember a while ago, I've gone numbers at one point. Now I'm going back to obscurity because it makes me laugh. Right, have we had Jamaica?
No.
Last 7 days. It's not all time. Last 7 days. I don't think it's been. I don't think I've seen Jamaica before. I don't think I've seen it in the charts or the numbers.
Are we saying there's one Sofa Cinema Club fan at a Sandals resort on holiday? If that is the case, I'm going 2 listens, one on each episode.
I'm going to go, I think they've done 3.
It's 2.
Yes! Come on!
That's very good. That's very good.
That's got to be someone on holiday, hasn't it?
So out of nowhere, obviously, it's around the world. We're going Jersey.
Which is the UK, isn't it? Channel Islands, yeah?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Jersey, but they're obviously counting it different for these charts.
Do they watch Corrie?
Yeah.
So we're in a dilemma here, aren't we? Is it going to be massive numbers?
Well, it could be awkward, couldn't it? Because me and Jack could go big guns.
I'm going to go big. 142.
Wow, that is big. That's massive.
Jeez Louise, he's gone big.
I'm going to go big, but I'm going to go what I'm calling sensible big.
Oh, hello. A new number. Sensible big.
18.
Oh, that's not big.
That's not big.
That's what you call sensible big.
Sensible big. And this is where the podcast falls flat. 9. It wasn't quite as big. It wasn't quite as big as I'd built it up.
To be fair, Jack's probably just doubled the population in listens.
Have we had Barbados before?
No.
Barbados is in there.
Barbados, stick it in. Why not? Let's see where the chips fall.
Let's see where the chips fall. Barbados. I mean, because Japan, although we've dropped in Japan.
Oh, no.
Your theory is probably right, but Barbados, what do we think?
12.
Ooh. Barbados. Coulson?
4.
Ooh. 1.
Do we get, like, what about, like, Dubai, Ben? Do we get big listens there?
Well, they split it up. So, Brunei.
That's made up. Where's Brunei?
2.
Where's that?
I don't know. United Arab Emirates, 11. I could keep going. I mean, there's 25 pages.
Mm-hmm.
I just pick the ones that I go, how obscure is that?
You go to the bottom, don't you, and go lowest to highest, yeah.
But there's 25 pages, and each one has got like 10 on each page or something.
Mm.
Well, let's find out if anyone from these obscure places has got in touch with us via Ben's Reviews or via our Instagram DMs. What's being said this week?
Simpsabel...
Not like Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell?
Yeah, maybe it's like that. Why can't they just pick something easy?
Do you know what my name is on our rating?
Have I read a review from you?
No, but I reckon our first ever review before we even released a trailer was done by Hannah Montana fan _ 1998.
Oh, God.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Get the podcast going.
And I think it said something like, can just tell this is going to be amazing. That Colson's got great personality and is a really good presenter and should get booked for loads of jobs.
And that was the one and only review you got?
That was it. The rest have said Colston's great.
Colton.
Or this Chesney.
Chesney, that was a funny one. This is nice. Ben's brilliant. Great. 5 stars. I've powered through all of this podcast in the last few weeks. I love you three so much. Hilarious. I laugh out loud like a local lunatic when walking my dog, and I don't care. Can't wait for more. Clapperboard emoji. Comedy tragedy emoji. Popcorn emoji. Strong emoji game.
Got them all in.
Features, all around film.
Highlight of the week. Geordie Joe 77. I like that. Good username. Thanks for the lads for the laughs. I look forward to listening every week. My highlight has to be you catching up with what you've been up to. Ben's brilliant. Jack's hilarious. Coulson cracks me up.
Very good.
Very good.
Hmm. There's a lot of people in the Instagram DMs, and one of them, which I think I might have sent into the group chat, was from Robin Trim.
Oh, God, yes. This was brilliant. This made me piss.
This has got to be a new section, hasn't it? Coulson cinema setup section. What's your cinema setup?
So, hi, Robin. And what Robin asked was, it's directed purely at Jack. Not at me and Ben. Jack, please can you share with me your cinema setup? And then Robin has gone on and listed his cinema setup, which in effect is a home cinema. He has a projector, a 90-inch screen, surround sound, a home theatre system, and real cinema seats. And then he said, what's yours, Jack? I'm so close to replying off the Sofa Cinema Club account. I have a 20-inch screen at the end of my bed.
Yeah, that's basically it. I don't watch a film in bed, but it is... Yeah, I mean, the TV that's in my bedroom is laughable. So I wouldn't ever watch it on that. And I just watch it on the couch.
Would you have a home cinema?
Yeah, I think if money was no object, and if you're, you know, multimillionaire, whatever, I think it'd be cool to have a home cinema, wouldn't it?
My brother moved, and he moved to America, and there's more space there. They're basements and whatever.
Mm.
And he said, they say it's got a home cinema room. Now, I'm thinking what he's thinking, which is just a big fucking telly with an old couch. And he goes down, it's got curtains, and it's got a proper cinema thing and seats. But brilliantly, it was obviously... absolute cutting-edge technology in 1983.
Oh, right.
And they didn't change it. So we said, I don't think it works. So he said, right, let's have a little fiddle. I'll put on, I can't remember what it was, something like Star Wars or Superman or something like that. I'll fiddle with the DB and I'll fiddle with the electrics. Nothing. It's black. I'm sat on a couch. Nothing. He's going, can you see anything? Can you hear anything? No. He clicked some wrong button. He went zzz, and it went da 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 da. Way too loud. Way too loud. Paintings falling off, cracking the walls like that. He stepped back like he was a mad professor. His hair stepped back, and he went, "This is fucking great." We just sat there watching this movie. It was fucking funny. Oh, God. But it was literally like an old VHS, I think.
Yeah. I've just found a great message for us to probably end on in terms of our letters from home. And it's on Instagram, and it's from Sophie Michelle Duke. Hi, I just wanted to say that I love your podcast. I listen to it every week from not so sunny Cornwall, but I absolutely love it. So, me and my partner are having another baby. We already have 2 girls, and if we have a boy... I would like him to be called Coulson.
Are you taking the piss?
Are you what?
I love the name. And his response was, there is no way we are naming him after Craig, the ginger kid in Corrie.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
The last line from Sophie is, do you think I should leave him? Question mark. P.S. Jack is fit. Ben is brilliant.
Oh!
Hang on. Jackie's fit. Sounds like she really wants to leave her boyfriend.
Well, this is what, you know, Sofa Cinema Club does. Hi. Relationship. She has asked, do you think I should leave him? We could create a whole spin-off podcast here, couldn't we, doing
that's brilliant.
Agony Aunt Letters. I think there is going to be a baby boom name, Coulson. It's got to be.
Have you ever met anyone ever?
No.
Right. Have you ever heard of anyone ever with
yes.
that name?
Yes. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this?
Go on.
So, there's a very, very famous singer, artist.
Bollocks.
Called. No, listen. Listen.
Colson John.
Listen. Have you heard of the artist informally known as Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, I think I have.
What is Machine Gun Kelly's real name?
Is it really? Colson Kelly?
There you go. So basically, if you're an international superstar, you can be called Colson. And on that note, I think it's a great place to leave this week's episode, isn't it?
Great note to end it on. Brilliant.
But before we do, we are now running a competition in this episode where we give one of you guys at home a chance to win a trip to the cinema on us. And I believe we've got our first two winners, haven't we, Ben?
Oh, God, we have.
And grab your pad.
I'm grabbing my pad. And actually, we don't know them, and we're not related to them. So no, it is actually not a proper competition. Remember, what we'd like is, hopefully, the competition winners will leave us a one-minute synopsis of what they did, what, you know, popcorn they ate, and what movie they saw. So hopefully, each week, when we come back for the extraterrestrial, we'll hear from them. So week one, winner one, Lucy Hodges, and her local cinema is View Watford.
View Watford.
We have listeners in the south.
So she's bagged two tickets, so basically she can go wild on that pick and mix.
Yeah.
That's a free go, because that's expensive, that stuff.
It is.
Yeah. So everyone tries the fucking UFOs, don't they? Yeah. Everyone fucking gets on that, and then your kids come on with a big fucking heavy sweep, you know. Put that back.
Put that back.
Put the giant cola bottle back.
Fucking drumsticks off.
Get the fucking heavy lolly off. Are you mad? You can have 45 UFOs for that one heavy... Back. Turn around. Second week, second winner. Isabel Crow. Local cinema is... Cineworld Basildon.
Oh, come on.
Hello,
Basildon.
Come on. Basildon. So she's got two tickets. That's free. She can go either white or she could go for an ice blast.
Tango Ice Blast.
Tango Ice Blast. You can mix the flavours and see how she goes.
So we're kind of sending a little message out here, aren't we, to both Lucy and Isabel to say get in touch with us. Let us know what you watched. Let us know how your trip to the cinema went. Did you to have too much pick and mix? Did you watch a good film? Or like last week, did you watch Space Jam? We want to know how it went, how it was. And we want you to keep an eye on our social medias on Twitter and Instagram at Sofa Cinema Club, where we're running the competition to give you guys at home the chance to win the prize of a lifetime, a trip to the cinema of your choice this week. Keep an eye out there, and we will see you back here on Thursday, where we're talking all things Paddington 2. Good night, God bless.
Good night.
Cheerio.